Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's been an interesting morning. I'm going to have to ask up at the Dribblers, the local Forest Hill RSL, if they have that wingman beer.
Yeah, give it a go, Robbie. Give it a go.
I'm going to give it a go. I've already given it a go, but I'm just not sure if they've got it. But they better have.
Mm.
If they haven't, they'll be having it soon. Now, I've been doing a bit of work at the house. You know, I've got to build a few things, and I'm actually getting a crossover done. You know what the crossover is?
What's a crossover?
The top of the driveway, that part.
Oh, gotcha.
Where the gutter.
Yep, gotcha.
Anyway, I had a bit of a drama with some waste. You know, it's very, very important to get rid of waste. And I got some earth waste. And anyway, I needed a skip, right?
Yep.
Now, I got this guy from a good mate of mine. I've used him before. Skip Ahoy Skip, right? Mate, this guy is unbelievable. He goes above and beyond. He didn't just plonk it on the road or on the side. Mate, he manoeuvred it into a place that looked absolutely impossible.
Really? Are you getting it done for nothing?
Skip always skips. No, mate, he's already paid.
How big is a skip?
How big? Roger's skip. Roger has every size.
He's got every size, okay.
He's got every size, mate. You need a skip on the North Shore, mate.
I'm Eastern Suburbs, but yeah, I need a skip. I do. I've got so much junk in the garage, I think it's time.
You need Skip Ahoy Skips, my son.
Skip Ahoy Skip, rightio.
You'll never see a skip at Loz's place. And it doesn't throw anything out.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll tell you what, when I fill this bloody skip up, I'll need a wingman beer. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Jose Mourinho might need a wingman as well. How quickly until he becomes under the pump there at Tottenham, and it looks like they might get Gareth Bale back as well.
Yeah, look, I think getting Gareth Bale back would be great for them. I think they need it. I think the pressure will be on... Yeah, you know, and I don't think they'll win at Southampton this weekend. I think I've got it down as a draw because I just thought they were awful last week. It wasn't the fact that they lost to Everton. It was the fact that they were outpossessed, outshot on their own home ground. And, and to be fair to Tottenham on that point, with the absence of crowds, it has been noted that across Europe, in football, in the Bundesliga, whether it be La Liga, the home ground advantage is not as great as when the stadium's full. Now, that's probably stating the obvious, but still, Everton completely outplayed them, and they're travelling to Southampton, who also lost in their opening game. But I've got that down as a draw. So I think if that is a draw, yeah, the pressure will be on straight away. Such has been Mourinho's result over the last few years that the spotlight's already on him before they even kick a ball. So losing the opening game, if he doesn't win this one, which I don't think he will, the pressure will be straight on.
Robbie, we had Mossy in the other day talking about the A-League, and he thinks the salary cap should be flicked. What do you reckon?
Was he talking about NAB as well?
Maybe NAB can loan the money to the clubs.
Yeah, look, the salary cap should be scrapped. He's right.
Yeah.
Mossy's on the money. And, I just don't think it serves a purpose in football and in the other sports. They like their salary cap. I'm not a fan, to be fair. I think if Sydney want to go out and buy the best players, then so be it. That's the way it happens in the world of football. I get sort of the reason, but I don't believe that if you've got the ambition, that you should be hamstrung.
Does money not buy you a championship then? Because you would imagine the more money you have, the better players you can buy.
But that's the theory. And that's where coaching and selection of players becomes all important.
Yeah.
There's a long list of famous clubs. Manchester United spent more money than anyone else in the late 70s, 80s.
Yep.
27 years they did not win a championship and they had all the best players.
Mm.
But without the right coach to put them together, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win. Now, of course, people are listening going, oh, yeah, good one. Well, of course, it gives you a better chance.
Mm.
But, in business, do we put a salary cap on Frank Lowy for being the richest man in Australia? Like, I don't know if he is still or you know what I mean? So in life, we don't put salary caps on everything. So why should we do it in sport?
Yeah, no, I understand that, mate. But what about, some of the clubs, they wouldn't be able to source those players, would they? And if they're not being successful, then by not being able to recruit those players and they're getting hammered week in, week out, is that a good thing for the competition here in Australia?
Well, it's an incentive to clubs to get better and stronger. And I remember the Central Coast Mariners under Graeme Arnold, which obviously was a salary cap league, but they spent the least money in his era there, and they were the most successful club because he bought different kinds of players that had different qualities and that were able to beat teams with bigger players, so-called bigger players. So, I don't know. Look, you know, I'm brought up in the world of football where the strong are the strong. And, yeah, that's the way I see it. I get people who like a salary cap and that. I just think if you have the money, as in life, you should have the right to spend it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would argue with that, mate. What about in the Premier League, though, on the weekend? Assuming Chelsea-Liverpool, that's the game of the round, and Chelsea $3.10 outsiders, Liverpool $2.15 favourites. Did Liverpool just win?
Well, I've got them just winning. and, you know, obviously, you know me, I'm a Liverpool fan, so I've got it down as a bit of a thriller. I think Chelsea were impressive once they equalised against Brighton and they went on to win fairly comfortably. That was last week's game. But they're at home. I've got Liverpool down in a 3-2. A lot of goals in it. And it could be another thriller because we saw defensively they conceded last week, Liverpool. So I've got Liverpool winning it. The other game of the round is Wolves up against Manchester City. City playing their first game after missing out the first round. And that's going to be a cracker as well.
And you said draw Tottenham-Southampton. That's $3.30. I like that.
Yeah, I just think what I saw from Tottenham doesn't convince me that they'll go to Southampton and win. So Southampton didn't start off fantastically either. They lost their opening game, but I got it down as a draw.
Robbie, we'll have all your selections on our socials, and you have a great weekend, mate.
Yes, for all my tips, and I'm tipping all over the place now in Europe as well. So you go to the Tab app, so you've got Bundesliga, La Liga, everything. My tip of the... Yeah, here's one for you.
Oh, give it to me.
This is called... What have they called it? They've called it something on the Tab app. It's... anyway.
Slater's slider.
Yeah, it's something like that. Hang on, bear with me. So what it is it's the one I think it's the standout bet of the weekend anywhere... Yeah. Anywhere
in the universe.
World. In the universe, in football. So... Paris Saint-Germain have made a very dodgy start. They've lost two of their three games. They've had five players sent off in their opening three games. So I've got they're traveling to Nice, and I've got them to Toulouse at Nice. So that's the bet of the weekend.
Bet of the weekend.
There it is. If you can hear me stuttering a bit there, I was trying to find what they've called it. I've just got my contact from Tab, Matty Thomas, the legend. It's called Robbie's Ruffy.
Robbie's Ruffy.
And it's going to be on the Tab app every week. It's the one where no one would think. So there you go. So it is in France, but you'll be able to find it. Nice to beat Paris Saint-Germain. Nice.
Now, Robbie, only a couple of months ago, we were right into our Belarusian Premier League.
Yeah.
Who ended up winning? We dropped off pretty quickly.
I'm still waiting on my jersey.
We dropped off pretty quickly in that league.
To be fair, after Slutsk beat Dynamo Wokamabink, I stopped sort of following.
You're the best, Robbie. Have a great weekend.
Mate, you guys have a fantastic weekend. Remember, you need a skip.
Go the wingman.
Skip ahoy, skips, and a wingman straight up.
Good on you, buddy.
See ya.